Evaluating Experimental Data, GCSE Chemistry Podcast. Hello and welcome to GCSE Chemistry Essentials. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most crucial skills for your EdExcel GCSE Chemistry exam, evaluating experimental data. This is topic 3.8, and trust me, mastering this will boost your marks across the entire paper, not just in one question type. Now, you might be thinking, it's just about doing calculations, right? Well, not quite. EdExcel examiners are looking for something much more sophisticated. They want to see that you can think like a real scientist, spotting dodgy data, choosing the right equipment, and drawing valid conclusions. And here's the exciting part. This topic carries a massive 50% weighting for Assessment Objective 3, which is all about analyzing and evaluating evidence. So let's get you exam ready. Let's start with the foundation. Understanding what makes data reliable. In chemistry, we talk about two key concepts that students often mix up, repeatability and reproducibility. And yes, examiners absolutely love testing whether you know the difference. Repeatability means that when you repeat your experiment using the same method and equipment, you get similar results. It's all about consistency within your own work. But reproducibility? That's when someone else, or a different method, produces similar results to yours. Think of it this way. Repeatability is like you making the same sandwich three times and it tasting the same each time. Reproducibility is like your friend making a sandwich using your recipe and getting the same delicious result. EdExcel mark schemes specifically award one mark for linking reproducibility to different operator or different method, so get that language precise. Now, let's talk about the elephant in the room, anomalous results. These are the data points that just don't fit the pattern, and they're absolutely everywhere in exam questions. Here's what you need to know. Anomalous results should be identified, but excluded from your calculations. I cannot stress this enough. One of the most common mistakes that loses candidates' marks is calculating a mean average that includes the anomaly. Examiners award one mark specifically for calculating the mean using concordant results only. So circle those anomalies on your graph, acknowledge them in your written answers, but never, ever include them in your mean calculation. But how do you spot an anomaly? Look for data points that are significantly different from the pattern. On a graph, they'll be the points that don't sit on or near your line of best fit. In a table of repeat readings, they'll be the value that's way off compared to the others. For example, if you've got readings of 24.2, 24.3, 24.1, and 31.7 cubic centimeters, that 31.7 is screaming, "I'm anomalous" at you. Speaking of graphs, let's talk about lines of best fit because this is another mark-losing trap. Your line of best fit should be smooth, not a dot-to-dot connection of every single point. EdExcel mark schemes explicitly state, award one mark for drawing a smooth line that ignores anomalous points. Do not credit dot-to-dot lines. If your data suggests a curve, draw a curve. If it suggests a straight line, use a ruler. And here's a pro tip. If your line of best fit doesn't pass through the origin when it should, that indicates a systematic error in your experiment. That's the kind of analysis that gets you into the higher mark bands. Now let's get technical about apparatus and uncertainty. This is where you can really show off your scientific thinking. Different pieces of equipment have different levels of resolution, and choosing the right equipment is crucial for minimizing uncertainty. Let's take measuring liquids as an example. A measuring cylinder might have an uncertainty of plus or minus 1 cubic centimeter. That's pretty rough. But a pipette? That's plus or minus 0.1 cubic centimeters. And a burette? Even better, at plus or minus 0.05 cubic centimeters. Here's what examiners want to see. When you're asked how to improve an experiment, never say, do it more carefully, or mention vague human error. Instead, credit is given for responses that suggest replacing low-resolution apparatus with high-resolution apparatus. For example, replace the measuring cylinder with a burette to increase resolution and reduce percentage uncertainty. That's the kind of specific scientific answer that earns marks. Let's talk about significant figures for a moment, because this trips up so many candidates. Your final answer should match the precision of the data you're given. If your data table shows values to two decimal places, your calculated answer should also be to two decimal places. It's about being consistent with the precision of your measurements. And finally, let's touch on the concept of range. If a question asks for the range of your results, don't just write down the highest and lowest values. The range is the difference between them. So if your highest reading is 48.5 and your lowest valid reading is 42.3, your range is 6.2. Simple, but easy to get wrong under exam pressure. All right, let's get tactical. Here are the golden rules that will save you marks in the exam. First, always show you're working in calculations. Even if you get the final answer wrong, you can still pick up method marks. Examiners are generous with partial credit if they can see your thought process. Second, when you're asked to evaluate an experiment, structure your answer using this framework. Identify what went well, identify limitations, and suggest specific improvements with scientific justification. Don't just say, use better equipment. Say, replace the thermometer with a digital temperature probe with 0.1 degrees Celsius resolution to reduce uncertainty in temperature measurement. Third, watch out for command words. State needs just a fact. Describe needs you to say what happens, but explain needs you to say why it happens, using the word because to link cause and effect. And evaluate means you need to weigh up both sides and make a judgment based on evidence. Fourth, common mistake alert. Don't confuse accuracy with precision. Accuracy is how close your result is to the true value. Precision is how close your repeated measurements are to each other. You can have precise results that are inaccurate if there's a systematic error. And finally, timing. You've got approximately 1 minute per mark. So a 6-mark question should take about 6 to 7 minutes. If you're spending 10 minutes on a 2-mark question, you're going too deep. Move on and come back if you have time. Right, let's test your knowledge with a quick-fire quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a moment, and then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What's the difference between repeatability and reproducibility? Answer. Repeatability is when the same person gets similar results using the same method. Reproducibility is when different people or different methods get similar results. Question 2. Should you include anomalous results when calculating the mean? Answer. No. Exclude them and only use concordant results. Question 3. Name one way to reduce uncertainty when measuring liquid volume. Answer. Replace a measuring cylinder with a burette or pipette for higher resolution. Question 4. If your line of best fit doesn't pass through the origin when it should, what does that indicate? Answer. A systematic error in the experiment. How did you do? If you got all 4, you're well on your way to mastering this topic. Let's wrap up. Today, we've covered the essential skills for evaluating experimental data, distinguishing between repeatability and reproducibility, identifying and excluding anomalous results, drawing proper lines of best fit, choosing appropriate apparatus to minimize uncertainty, and structuring your evaluation answers for maximum marks. Remember, this topic is worth 50% of your AO3 marks, so it's absolutely vital you get comfortable with these skills. Practice with past papers, focus on the command words, and always think about how to improve experiments with specific scientific suggestions. Before you go, here's your homework. Find a past paper question on experimental evaluation, attempt it, then check the mark scheme and see where you can tighten up your answers. Trust me, this active practice is what turns good students into great ones. Thanks for listening to GCSE Chemistry Essentials. Keep practicing, stay curious, and remember, every anomaly you spot is a mark you've earned. Good luck with your revision, and I'll catch you in the next episode.